Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, I'm going to dive into the Antioch Declaration one more time and just expose further embarrassment to this statement that was drafted by Doug Wilson, James White, Joe Boot, and a few other people in their orbit are the initial signatories. So this is a statement, in my opinion, went pretty woke. It specifically went woke for Jews. It carved out special partialities that Christians are supposed to render unto them that they would not render under to, say, Muslims and Islam. So for that reason, it should be wholeheartedly rejected by all Christians. And it also takes a very needless and unnecessary swipe at Aristotle, who no one is regarding as a model man. But one thing that's very true about the Antioch Declaration is it provides very poor exegesis on the situation at Antioch and the Judaizing and the Galatian heresy. So it provides a very bad exegesis that's actually rather woke at the end of the day when it comes to, you know, because that heresy was about adding law to the gospel. They make it about race and they don't even do it correctly. So we're going to do one last video, hopefully, on the Antioch Declaration, just further exposing how embarrassing this is for Doug Wilson and the lack of consensus that he had in Moscow, Idaho, about this entire debacle. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We have a Patreon-like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org, linked in the description below. I also have a book, Winning Not Winsome, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare, which is also linked. And good time to get it. I am giving all activist-level patrons, the lowest tier, a free copy of the ebook. So good time to get it, and that expires sometime next year. So that being said, Evangelical Dark Web, free newsletter. Get Christian news in your inbox each and every day. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you're new, because new subscriptions are the best way to help out a channel or video as well. So I have an article right here, and this is, I got a tip from an Anon, and I double-checked their work. They're off by one, and it's pretty embarrassing for Doug Wilson and the Moscow mood here, because they did not have a real meaningful consensus on the Antioch Declaration. So last week in the live stream, if you watched that, I highlighted how embarrassing the Antioch Declaration was. They didn't have a consensus among evangelicals. It was rejected outright. It was nonsensical. It got lampooned. It got spammed with all sorts of names that are hilarious, and you love to see that. I only got two names through, ironically. But hope they have not updated it since. I believe they updated it on Thanksgiving night. It got updated once more, but they have not updated it since. So it's been a while. So all these numbers haven't changed in over a week. So here's what the numbers are. We're going to be diving into it. So not only was this declaration poorly received, it went nowhere. In what we have called Woke Wars 2, the Antioch Declaration represented a pivotal moment for liberals and moderates who wanted to exalt modern Judaism as a separate category from other religions. Now, this has widely been recognized as a failure, as a bit of a bad idea, and it's also diluted the purpose and point of having statements to address issues that are facing the church, which we've had a lot of over the last few years. So let's dive into the numbers. These numbers are accurate as of right now, which is, you know, 12-11 past December 11th past midnight. The Antioch Declaration has a lot of signatories on it. Maybe close to 1,000, somewhere around that. I could be wrong about that. But out of the Moscow mood, it does not have a whole lot, which is actually pretty astonishing. I've already noted that Joe Rigney and Dave Shannon have not signed it, and they're pretty notable people in the Moscow sphere of influence who have not signed this statement. But it gets worse, actually. So, by the numbers, Christchurch has 11 staffers, and only 4 of them signed it. So that's 36% for you math wizards out there. And this includes Doug Wilson and Jared Longshore. So 2 of the leaders who are obviously also staffers at this church signed it. And then they got 2 other people to sign it as well. That's not a very good sign. But it does get worse. So 36%. It'll stay at 36% for the next category we're going to talk about, which is the elders. So Christchurch has 30 elders, which is a lot. That's a lot of elders. That's way more elders than my church has by a factor of 10. However, Doug Wilson would lead a minority of them to sign the Antioch Declaration. Only 11 out of the 30 elders signed it, or 36.67%. So that, again, very drastic minority. That is a minority of the elders at Doug Wilson's church signed the statement. With deacons, the participation is even worse. Of the 14 deacons, only 2 of them signed the Antioch Declaration, a 14% minority. As a mitigating factor, it does appear that relatives of church leaders may have signed in lieu of the ones who did not, but these are not counted in the percentages. If the name doesn't match, if the first name's completely different than the first name on the church website, I did not count it. But there are, you know, people who appear to be in the same family that did sign it. So I do want to give that disclaimer out there. As far as the number of signatures from Idaho, they got about 72. Now, Moscow is on the border of Washington. I didn't see any of the towns in Washington that are very adjacent to Moscow have any signatures. And not all places in Idaho are right next to each other. It is a much bigger state than Maryland, for instance. But even Maryland's a pretty disparate state, you know, from the eastern shore to the western panhandle. But Idaho is a much bigger state, and can't assume that all 72 of the signatures from Idaho are exactly all next to each other, but most of them are, over 50 of them are from Moscow, a couple are from Troy, and there's another town in south of Moscow in the same county that there's some signatures from. So, all in all, this is a church with thousands of people in it, and they got very little participation in the Antioch Declaration. So the Antioch Declaration failed to garner a majority consensus within the flagship church that launched it. That is Doug Wilson's Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho. Doug Wilson is the Pope of Moscow, Idaho, yet the majority of elders either disagreed with this statement or did not prioritize it. Which one is it? But either way, that's bad. And I think the disagreeing with it rings true for the people like Dave Shannon and Joe Rigney, who are higher profile figures who did not sign it. We noticed they did not sign it. So, as it stands, it stands the reason that if broad agreement did not occur within Christ Church, it was never going to occur in Christ Church. And one last thing to add, Doug Wilson argued that this declaration was needed in order to help Pete Hegseth get confirmed as Secretary of Defense. Now, if you've been following that drama, you know that there's a lot of other reasons why he might be struggling with that, and that has to do with the fact that he's offended women by saying that women shouldn't be in combat roles. So that view has offended some people, and that has gotten some people uppity, and that's endangered his position. So he has a very Christian position against opposing female soldiers, and that has gotten him in hot water with his confirmation hearing. Nothing to do with the dissident right, nothing to do with Moscow, Idaho, And it's a little egotistical that Doug Wilson thought that, but you know whose name also is not on the list? Pete Hegseth. He is not signing this nonsense, and I don't think he even knows it exists. So this is a very embarrassing declaration and action by Doug Wilson, who does appear to be doubling down on the ridiculousness of the path that he's going down with the whole milk and honey thing. So that's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, do also subscribe. Have a blessed day. Stay based, Crisis King, and we will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.